Blackstone Publishing presents Vision Quest by Ben Reeder. This book is read by Charlie Thurston. Chapter 1. It isn't the hardship of the road, but the leave-taking that pains us most. Nick Cadmus. I didn't get a summer vacation. I got the wizard version of summer school, with long recess periods. As I stumbled into the kitchen on the last day of our trip to San Angelo, I really didn't want to see this part of it end. My dog Junkyard trotted in beside me, much more alert and happy about being awake than I was. The smell of bacon had us in its grasp, and we didn't want to miss out on our fair share. Dr. Corwin stood at the old white stove with a pair of tongs in one hand and a plate covered in paper towels in the other. "Good morning, Chance," he said without turning his head. There was definitely too much cheer in his voice to be human, but he was a wizard, go figure. Not only was he up and chipper, he was clean-shaven and dressed in jeans and a freshly pressed button-down blue shirt. The first rays of sunlight were coming in through the window over the sink to his right, and I swore I could hear a rooster crowing somewhere in the distance. "Yeah, morning," I grunted as I made my way to the old-fashioned percolator and grabbed one of the thick white mugs hanging under the cabinet. While we had been here, Dr. C had been making his coffee the old-fashioned way, and I'd become a reluctant fan of the stuff. It was stronger than a pissed-off Nazarite, and it tasted pretty decent even black, but one cup was all I could ever handle. With my cup mostly full, I sat down at the table and helped myself to cream and sugar. Junkyard plopped down beside my chair, patiently waiting for anything I might accidentally drop, his big dark eyes almost lost against his brindle fur. He still wore the red bandana Sinrea had given him, much loved and a little faded since March. Lucas shuffled in after I was a few sips into my morning dose of caffeine and followed the same path I had, sitting down across from me. He hadn't changed out of the sweatpants and white t-shirt he slept in, and his shoulder-length black hair was mashed up on one side of his head. I probably looked almost as bad, since my hair was longer than his and tended to tangle. "Dr. C, could we at least try some French vanilla or something?" he asked as he poured his own cream into his cup. "Not here," Dr. C said. "There are some things you just don't mess with." Lucas looked across the table at me and shrugged.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?